Celtics Tonight, abbreviated edition, thanks to our good friends at TNT. Continue, Celtics and the 76ers, yet again, our conversation with the head coach. Brad Stevens, brought to you by Whole Foods Market, proud to celebrate 20 years on Fortune 100 Best Companies to Work For list, now hiring all skill levels in a store near you. Search for jobs online at WFM.com/careers. All right, digesting all the postgame stuff from the other night, let me see if I have this right. If one of those shots goes in towards the end of the game, and you win in regulation, or that drop doesn't happen at the end, all of the rest would have paid off. But because it didn't, and the game went to overtime, apparently you were rusty. Did I read that correctly?
That's what I said when my interview with Scal for TV today. I said maybe it had something to do with a guy getting 45 points against us.
Right?
I don't know if that had anything to do with rust. I think that was him, obviously. Playing at an elite level in back-to-back games against New York and then Boston. But I think we did a lot of things to shoot ourselves in the foot, but that's always the case when you go back and review and rewind and look at losses or close games like that. There's always something that you could nitpick. We probably did a little bit more than something, and we've got to do a better job of controlling what we can control. And then I thought that, you know, we made plays to kind of give ourselves a chance, but then we went on that drought late, and that really hurt us.
Yeah, tell me if looking at the tape, which we're no longer going to call film, kind of backed up what you said after. You choose your words very carefully, which certainly I can respect. You use the word not guarding. We were not guarding. And versus having a bad defensive night or another euphemism or whatever you would say, you deliberately chose those words after the game. Did it sort of play out the way you thought it would when you watched it?
Yes.
Yeah.
No question about it. I mean, I thought that they were playing good offense, and we were not set in our defense. We were not great in our defensive techniques. You know, it started out right out of the gate in that game, and we needed to do a better job.
There was also a sequence at the end of the game. You had a decision as to whether to call a timeout down by three, and this was, I thought, an interesting point. Didn't get enough play, and I'll ask it this way, and you can fill it in. Is it harder to get a three out of a timeout than it is a two?
Yes. Why? And harder now than 5 years ago.
Why?
Because there's more guys that can switch on side out of bounds plays. And so a lot of times, you know, you could always pick a guy that you knew could get a look. It may not be your best shooter, but a lot of times it was the guy being guarded by the five. And now teams are so agile. They're so good at switching. They'll hide guys on the right guys. They'll, you know, Anthony Davis can switch out. They'll put Cunningham in to be in their switching group. So they'll have Cousins out of the game. If you have it in transition, there's so much random and there's so much opportunity for random miscommunication errors, let alone the guy that you want to get the ball to has it. You know, to me, I realize that there's a lot that goes on right in that time frame, and it's a split second decision. But I'm a big believer that if there's, you know, 10 plus seconds left, you should look down the floor first, because there's, you know, the other thing in the NBA is you oftentimes catch guys just standing at the end of games because they're used to a timeout being called. So if you can quick strike, I think that's better.
You had to play some games without Kyrie very early in the year. It's never going to be fun or your first choice to play without him. Is it comfortable, maybe the wrong word, now that you're 45, 46 games into the season, do you have a little better idea of what you have on the roster to replace him when he is not available?
Yeah, and I mean, I thought we played, like we sat him in an exhibition game against these guys and played pretty well. I thought we played pretty well in the Charlotte game where he ended up leaving after the first minute when he broke his bone on his face. And then we played pretty well in the Toronto game that he didn't play as well. The one game out of the four that stood out that we did not play well was at Chicago, and I think that had a lot more to do with Chicago, and it had a lot more to do with us as a whole. But I think for the most part, we just have to have guys step in and do what they do just a little bit better. They don't have to try to beat Kyrie. We just have to play really well together.
I always found it funny your first year here when a Paul Pierce or Kevin Garnett would come back and they would want to get a thought from you when obviously you were here when they were here, and you don't have the same length of time with JoJo White that so many of us in the organization, and in particular my partner, had. But you were able to spend some time around him, enough to know the impact that he had on so many generations of players and people in this organization.
Really incredible. And, you know, again, just a sad day. And you can see how affected people are that played with him, Tommy, that spent all those years around him. And then to get a chance to be a part of this organization, one of the special parts is that you get a chance to meet all these guys and spend time with them. And though I haven't spent a ton of time or didn't spend a ton of time with JoJo, you know, one of the days that I've cherished the most was being there when he got inducted into the Hall of Fame, you know, being able to go over to Springfield and you know, briefly say hello before the induction. And you get a real chance to appreciate him in that moment, because you could tell the impact that he had not only on, you know, his generation of players, but all that followed.
That's the final word. Much more on JoJo coming up. Celtics and Sixers on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.